Blog Talk Radio.
This is Super Pie Show. He's a voice of the people. How much you know? Act like you know. With anything that feels like Vicka Fox. Earning up and getting that money. Got it on my head. Hop to Hollywood. Gonna keep you on the know. With high.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Talk with Taj, where we're bringing you the best in celebrity interviews from hip-hop to Hollywood. And tonight, we have some returning guests, okay? If you don't know who these guests are, you obviously didn't listen to the show a couple weeks ago. All right, they brought something new to the L.A. scene called L.A. Nights on the Terrace, okay? It was down in Beverly Hills, downtown Los Angeles, and it was so affordable that you can actually buy a ticket and still go get something to eat, all right? $10 was your cover charge, and they're doing the same thing again, just in another area, another location, December 18, 2009, Friday night from 7:30 to 1:30 a.m., and you're going to have live entertainment once again. Actually, some of the guests will be on the show later on, Smooth Flavor and Nicole Williams. All right, well, let's talk to the promoters. Let's talk to them and see what's going to happen with this next event, and let's talk about how successful the first one was. Welcome to the show, Kevin Ross and Linnell Jones.
What's happening, Ty?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, I can't call it. I'm doing great.
Now, I'm not sure if now this is Kevin or Linnell.
It's Kevin.
Okay. Sorry about that. Didn't want to get it wrong.
All right.
I'm not sure if Linnell's on the line. If he is, I see a couple of phone numbers in the switchboard. If you're on the line, hit one on your phone so I know that it's you, and I can go ahead and bring you into the show. There he is. That's him.
Okay.
I'm in the hotel. I'm good, Taj, man. Glad for you to have us on like this, man. You know. I'd like to commend you, first of all, for putting your work in, you know, making a presence felt out here in the United States of America. Your show is worldwide, huh?
Yes, actually, it's international with this type of software that we have been fortunate enough to use through the Blog Talk Radio. It's international. You know, we've gotten listeners from Canada, you know, all over the place. So as long as you have an internet connection, you can listen live anywhere.
Internet, we'll travel.
Yes, sir. Yep. Well, we honestly, if you, you know, just keep your eyes and your ears open to the Talk with Taj, because coming in 2010, we're really going to take this thing. Just trust me. When you see what's coming, it's going to be probably, you know, just as well successful as this L.A. Nights on the Terrace. And I want to talk to you guys about that because I was highly upset that I missed it, you know, and I'm not missing the next one. I don't care if I have to walk to California, I will be there.
All right. Yeah, you don't want to miss it, man. You don't want to miss it because this last event was off the chain. I mean, we had a packed house, people having fun, dressed up nice. The music was off the chain. Dan and Green wrecked it with the comedy. I mean, I was really, really impressed with the artists that we chose and how they brought it. Billy John, he rocked the house. He rocked that hit you like, too.
Man.
Everybody up on the dance floor.
And that's the one thing I really wanted to see because I love that song. You know, that song is actually featured on my YouTube channel. You can go to it. Everybody can go to it. It's youtube.com/GoGetItTV. Type in Billy John, it would immediately pop up. I had to put a song on there. I play it almost at every show. When I have a show, I play that record because that's a record you just can't deny.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know Billy, but me and Billy been working together for over 20 years, and Billy snuck that one in there on me.
I believe it or not, I was
hearing that when you was hearing it.
Well, we all got a surprise that day because I was like, they start really pumping that on the airwaves. I mean, that's really going to get some spin. That's from the beat to the chorus to the delivery, the lyrics, everything. He's got a complete package right there on that song.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. Let me talk about this show coming up though. We got a group, man. These cats. I mean, I had been. They had came to me in probably about 3 or 4 years ago when I was. I had a club out in Lancaster, California, and they said, "Hey, man, we want to play with you guys." And you know, I had my group lineup already set, so I really didn't ever get a chance to fit them in at that time. So one day I was on my way back home, and I live about an hour outside the city, so I'm driving home, and I had heard in the barbershop that these cats was playing at this little spot out this way. I walk up in, and as I walk to the spot, I hear Frankie Beverly playing, and I could have swore that it was Frankie Beverly in there singing, you know, his stuff. I mean, it was Frankie Beverly. I get in, and I'm thinking, okay, that's the record. Well, now, as I walk in the door, the music starts to sound live. Then I walk in the door, and it's this band up here, Clever. Man, they rocked that. I mean, I ain't never heard. I mean, and then they song selection was off the chain. I mean, continuously putting it down, every song. I mean, and then a couple of the cats I had known for years, and they've been around. And, man, I mean, whoever is at this show, they're going to experience something they ain't seen before. I guarantee you that.
I'm coming. That's all I know. I got to be there.
You got that VIP status, right?
I appreciate it.
You got that.
Yeah, you got to use that, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to. You know, I went ahead and wrote the first one off. I said, no, I'm not going to make it. It's too soon. I'm not going to make it. But this one, I will definitely be there. I want to go take a step back real quick just for a brief minute and just talk about the success of the first one and what made it such a success. And just go ahead and give you guys, just go ahead and talk about your personal thoughts and feelings about how the entire night turned out.
Well, I'm gonna say something real brief, and then I'm going to turn it over to Linnell. Number one, the success came with the chemistry. For one, I mean, Pernell Clark and Linnell Jones is like we three the hard way. Okay, this is a team that, you know, I mean, we can have nothing but success because of all the different things we bring to the table. And I believe that, I mean, we just brought all the right elements into this mix to create this L.A. Nights experience. And this is something that we plan to build into something that will be, you know, national. When you come to L.A., you're going to be looking for this. That's the goal. Linnell, tell them what you think.
Well, yeah, like you said, like Kevin said, it's just the chemistry and the quality of the producers who are producing it. You know, we all have a set way and what we feel is good quality entertainment. You know, you have a lot of things going on out here in L.A., just like New York. But you don't have a lot of quality events. Therefore, that keeps a lot of quality people from coming out. So the quality people would rather just do a movie or, you know, go out on a date or something like that. So we're just bringing it back like it used to be, where good quality people can come out, experience a night of good quality entertainment, you know, in a posh atmosphere, and just, you know, are surrounded by other good quality people, and that turns for a good time. So when we started out, you know, we all came to agreement and set the precedence of this is how we're going to do it. This is what we want, and we're going to roll with it. So when we started promoting it, people were like, oh, my God, what is going on? You know, we had over 1,000 people who RSVP'd. It was well over 1,000 that RSVP. Now, you know, within that month, some people aren't going to make it, you know, for whatever reason, you know, no babysitters or whatever. But, you know, people were, you know, absolutely looking for a venue like this, and not just a venue, but for some good quality promoters to put an event on like this, a good caliber, you know, nice position, nice featured artist, a little comedy, and, you know, that's what you call a one-stop shop. You know, you don't have to go over here for a comedy show. You don't have to go over here just to listen to some live jazz, or you don't have to go over here to hear a featured artist or up-and-coming artist. You know, we bring it all to you right there, one spot, one great atmosphere. So, you know, I we took off by storm, and, you know, we're going to keep the ball rolling, man, because, you know, it's our goal to keep some quality in the neighborhood.
That's right. Kevin Rouse, Linnell Jones, and Pennell Clark. You can find all three of these individuals on Facebook, and also you can RSVP on Facebook for the LA Knights in Beverly Hills. Am I correct?
That's right. That's okay. Right, RSVP, and I suggest that you do it soon, because we are bringing a show that's going to be off the chain. We have the group Clever as the main act. We have Smooth Flavor. This cat is great. I mean, I listen to his stuff, and he's really what his name is all about. And then we have Nicole Williams, funny as I don't know what. Very beautiful. And when I first saw her, you know, I was like, how can somebody be this beautiful and be funny at the same time? But you got to come out and see this. Huh?
Yeah, I actually saw a picture of her, and I was thinking the same thing. Like, I was thinking the same exact thing.
Okay, she looked like a model.
Yeah.
She looked like a model. And then she's going to make you laugh, too? And she's going to make you laugh, too? And I see, that's what I'm talking about. And then we got the legendary AJ Jamal for comedy. Okay, so this show here, I mean, if you don't go to but one thing in the whole month of December, this will keep you going. Because we bringing the best of everything to this show here, and the venue is really nice. It's in Beverly Hills, great venue, great stage, beautiful atmosphere. It's just a great value. Parking $3 all night long. This is we're really excited about this.
And the $15 cover charge. And me, Kevin, me and you, you and I, we actually spoke about this the first time we spoke. We talked, and we, you know, I kept joking about you're not going to find a price like this for entertainment in California at all. And people need to understand this is not just another party or another event. It's an affordable event for upscale people who want to go somewhere and mingle and have a good time without the drama, without the hassle. You know, people don't understand how important that really is at an event. You know, you just want to go actually relax and then get all the stresses of the day off you. You know, have a drink or two, sit back and laugh and chill to some music. So definitely you want to be downtown. You want to be in Beverly Hills December 19th. Oh, December 18th, my apologies. Friday, December 18th, from 7:30 to 1:30 a.m. And if you want more information on Linnell Jones, Kevin Ross, and Pernell Clark, you can find them, like I said, on Facebook. Just type in their name. It will come up. You can also type in L.A. Knights and Beverly Hills, and that will come up as well. And you'll be able to RSVP, do it right away, because seats are filling up. And actually, before I go to, I want to go to Smooth Flavor song, as you know, it's going to be like our commercial song right there. Before I go to it, how many people ended up showing up for the event, and what was the reaction from?
Well, it was well over 400 on the inside and outside. Could have been more than that, but it was well over that. And the reaction was, you know, a lot of the people, we had not one complaint. A lot of the people that have not went out in a long time because of the things that they had been going to were very happy.
Hello? You there?
No, I guess we lost Kevin. But, yeah, we got a lot of good good feedback from the event. Everybody liked it. They wanted, you know, they were anxious to know when the next one was going to be put on. And, you know, we had just a fine group of beautiful people, man. Like I said, you know, we want to cater to 30 and over. You know, we probably had some 23, 25, but, you know, they were mature folk. And then, yeah. You know, we had a lot of 30 and over, 40, 45, 50, mm-hmm. couple of 60s. So, but everybody had a good time, and that's what it's all about. That's what we were bringing. So
we've gotten so many replies from the people that, you know, enjoyed themselves. You know, it really makes us feel good as promoters to know that we're on the right track with bringing people what they really want. And the other thing is we pick, you know, top shelf venues, and we don't, you know, we have dress codes, so it's a safe environment. People in their 40s and 50s, they feel comfortable coming out to support Linnell, Purnell, and myself. So, yeah, like I said, we're very excited about how that one went, and we're even more excited about how this next one's going to go.
All right, well, we're going to come right back on Talk with Taj. Coming up later in the program is Smooth Flavor, and here's this song right here called So Good. And I actually had an opportunity to listen to the track, and you're going to be amazed, just like I was amazed by Billy John. It's another hot record right here, Smooth Flavor, So Good, right here on Talk with Taj. We'll be right back.
You can't even fake the phone, baby. y'all know, when I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk with Ty show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. All right? Serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction and get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd Lodge. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim. Bitch, breaking in money just so you know who you're talking. And you listen to Talk with Todd show. If you're not talking with Todd, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Yo, what's big? You are officially rocking with the Blessed. It's your man, the world famous NIC, and you 100% live on the Talk with Ty show.
Welcome back to Talk with Ty. And my guests right now, Kevin Rouse and Linnell Jones, bringing you LA Nights in Beverly Hills, December 18th, 2009, from 7:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Live music, live comedy, singing. I mean, what more can you say? $15 at the door cover charge, $3 parking, $3 parking all night. I mean, you know, Beverly Hills, $15, you can't beat it. Make sure you're there December 9th, December 18th, from 7:30 to 1:30 in the morning, hosted by Linnell Jones, Kevin Rouse, and Linnell Clark. On the line with me right now is the man who I just got done playing this song, Smooth Flavor. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing all right. And also, I'll have might as well go ahead and bring her in too as well, comedian Gardner Nicole Williams.
Hello, everybody.
How y'all doing?
Hey,
cool.
Good.
Hey.
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Now, me and Kevin just got done speaking about you, Nicole, and how beautiful you are, and actually being funny as well. And then Smooth Flavor. Smooth Flavor, you also have a record that is just what I call real love music, like the stuff that we're missing right now in R&B. I think everybody's gotten so into the new type of, you know, fast-paced music. People don't slow down the music anymore. And just,
yeah,
you know what I mean? That's that music you can lay back to. You don't you don't even have to speak to your woman. All you have to do is look at it, the words talk.
Exactly. No, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I think it's just about that time, you know, for what, you know, the world just to get back to that real musicianship, that real love talk, you know. And so most definitely that's what I'm trying to do with this project. And so thank you so much for the compliment.
No problem. Kevin and Linnell, we know that the first event was successful and the next event is going to be even bigger and better. Will LA Night stay at this location or is it going to move to another spot next month or in January, I should say?
We'll be at this location for possibly maybe 2 to 3 months, but the thing about LA Night is we moved the venues around to take our people to the finer venues in the whole city of L.A. So we're not locked down to no one venue. And we want to bring our guests to different venues to be able to enjoy.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like the fans and the listeners to know about L.A. Nights in Beverly Hills coming up December 18th, 2009?
Yes, they need to RSVP as soon as possible because we're already getting a lot of numbers of people wanting to purchase the tables and the VIP seating. So it's just good to get yourself in the mix early.
Linnell, is there anything that you would like the listeners and or the fans to know?
Well, if they want to keep up with what's going on, they can email me at linnell600@yahoo.com. That's L-E-N-N-E-L-L 600@yahoo.com, or they can Facebook me at Linnell J on Facebook, L-E-N-N-E-L-L and the letter J, and you know, they can be informed right there. They can get added on to our database, and just make sure they come and check us out if, you know, they're looking for something just grown and sexy. Like I said, we one stop. We got artists, jazz musicians, we got comedy, and like I said, we got some heavy hitters on the phone, Smooth, and my girl Nicole, they're going to wreck shop. So it's going to be an enjoyable night.
Hey.
So, don't talk about me, Nicole. I know she about ready to talk about somebody. She said, I might be fine, but I'll talk about you.
Nah, I hope I don't have to do that. I hope I don't have to do that.
Yeah, so we're just looking to, you know, pack the house out again and then just offer, you know, our people something really quality to come out and check out.
Well, I will definitely be there. And I started to give the listeners you guys' email addresses, but I wasn't sure about that, so that's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you can give them mine.
Okay, it's Kevin Ross at msn.com. Okay, that's
Kevin A. Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the A in there.
That's A. For those who, I'll go ahead and spell it out for everybody, KevinAROUSE at msn.com. All right, and LaMail600@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and also for Smooth and Nicole, so, you know, you guys can keep up with them and what they got going on. You know, this is just an opportunity for us to showcase their talent. You know, we have some real talented people out here, and, you know, sometimes you're kind of limited on the venues as far as, you know, where you can get the exposure. And, you know, like my man Smooth, you know, Smooth can work with everybody. You didn't really get in deep with him, but, you know, Smooth, tell them a few people that you work with, man.
Well, give a big ups to my boy John B, man. He gave me my first start. I was his backup singer. Tico the Barge, Lucene, B2K, Jesse Powell, Brian McKnight. Yeah, I can go on, man. Some real good, talented musicians. And so I thank each and every one of them for helping me out.
Right. So now, this is the quality that we're bringing.
Now,
and also Nicole, she's worked with a lot of different comedians, too, on a lot of different sets as well. And she's also an actress. So, and a screenwriter, right?
Yeah, that's right. thank you.
Well,
yeah, am I talking? Who talks?
Oh, go ahead, Nicole.
Okay, cool. Yes, I sitcom is coming up in 2010. They're still working out some of the, you know, particulars, but it's called Pastor Jones, and with Clifton Powell, Shirley Ralph, Vivica Fox is actually in it also, and yeah, in comedy, I've been on stage with everybody. D-Ray, actually, I had a chance to actually open by chance for Mike Epps, and he showed up right after me. So just everybody. I mean, I pretty much have been on set on a stage with Melanie Camacho, Derek Edlis. I mean, you name it, I've been there. And I'm a regular at J-Spot, so you guys can always catch me there, J. Anthony Brown on Manchester. I've done all the clubs. I was just at the Comedy Store with Jay Phillips on Thursday, so I'm everywhere. Laugh Factory, Improv.
And what can we expect? I'm speaking to Nicole and Smooth.
Uh-huh.
What can we expect at LA Nights in Beverly Hills from you guys?
For me, definitely, you don't laugh. I mean, ladies love me, men adore me. But I don't just bash men, so don't, fellas, don't be scared. But if you speak on it, you know, don't be scared, because guys love my stuff too. So definitely just get ready to laugh. Just come to enjoy yourself. And I think it makes everybody's job a lot easier, I know, from a comic, and I'm sure as a musician, when you just got people that's just ready to have some fun and laugh and just forget your problems for that day and just enjoy yourself, I mean, it makes for wonderful entertainment. So get ready.
Nicole, I want to ask you a few more questions about, you know, your career.
Mm-hmm.
Actually getting ready to get into some screenwriting and screenplays and so forth. What inspired you to do that? And what else do you have going on that we need to pay attention to? And go ahead and plug. Mm. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I moved to LA from Sacramento to write. That was my big thing, is to write screenplays and get my stuff produced. And then I kind of fell into comedy because I write comedy and, you know, just going to some of the clubs. And I saw some other women up, and I said, you know what, I think I can do that. So, of course, it's not as easy as it looked. I got up, you know, had some bumps, and sometimes, you know, that happens. But from that, it just created just who I am in a really great tight set. And then, and actually now I just finished a movie trailer of my screenplay. It's called Cover of a Man. I just finished, the edits are done, that I'm trying to look for some funding on right now. And then, you know, acting, once you're doing comedy, then, you know, acting go hand in hand.
Right.
And, you know, it go hand in hand, and people are looking for comedic actresses. But, you know, I do drama also. I was in a play, and I was actually an abused female in a play that I did called Office Girls. So I'm not limited in, you know, what type of acting that I do. And then I was just lucky to hook up with Jean-Claude Lamar. He wrote Gangs of Roses, Nora, Hair Salon 1 and 2. And, you know, he was doing this sitcom, and basically he just gave me a chance. And now we're on episode number 9. So, and that's my list story from there. But, so.
Give the listeners your Facebook, your Twitter, your MySpace, your official website.
Right, I got you. Mhm. Facebook, that's my favorite. I'm just addicted to Facebook. If I could just find a man that is just like Facebook, I guess I'll be on him all night, day. I love me some Facebook. N-A-C-O-L-E, Williams, with an S at the end. So, like Nicole, but it's spelled with an A, N-A-C-O-L-E, and then Williams. And that's my Twitter, my Facebook, my MySpace. That's how to contact me. And definitely I got some shows coming up and some other events. I'm always hosting, doing stuff. So just hit me up because you'll be seeing me.
That's what's up. Now, how was your first experience on stage? I know, you know, your very first experience. What was that like? I mean, was you terrified, scared? Was you nervous? I mean, what was you?
Let me tell you. I went to an open mic, and I think I cursed about 30 times. Just curse words just flowing out. And I'm not even a big cursor, but when you get nervous, you just like MF and B and just all this. I was like, oh, my God. So I taped it. It was just horrific. The jokes, I used one of the jokes still, and I've been doing it like 2 years, 2.5. But my whole routine has changed. You know, you just change, you know, once you, you know, you keep getting up. But, oh, yeah, it's. And then my first time in front of a big audience was, oh, my gosh. But I'm always, like, I play basketball, so I've always been up for, you know, adventure, and I'm very competitive. So that's it, you know. So, yeah, so anybody that want to do it, just get up and do it.
Yeah, I want to just say real quick, because she played on my celebrity basketball game, man. And, you know, we had cats 7 feet. 6'9", 6'8", right up under the hole, man. Scared
to
mess up me.
But yeah, they don't want to mess up a pretty face. That's probably why they went ahead and let her go.
She was going hard under the hole, though. I couldn't believe it.
No, I play with guys, and please, some 7 feet men, I'll be up under them all night. Don't trip.
Yeah, well,
I was
going
to throw in the towel like we was in the boxing ring.
Don't throw in nothing. I'm cool. Let me stay right where I'm at.
We're very pleased about the quality of the entertainment that we're bringing. And you know, that's the most important thing. Is, you know, because anybody could, you know, spin some records and, you know, have some folks out there and drinking at a bar. But what we're trying to do is just provide some real quality for some quality-driven folks that, you know, don't have time for the mess. Because there's a lot of people that don't come out because it's too much riffraff. There's too much going on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to bring it back. Myself, Kevin, and Pernell, you know, we're going to be in the forefront of, you know, this up-and-coming era, just bringing back quality entertainment for everybody.
The last 2010 is going to blow you away. We got some things lined up. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but it's going to be a whole... We're going to set a whole new bar.
Hey.
Well, now, I got a quick question about the last event. And this event as well combined. You let people know where the pictures are from the last event so they can go check those out and where they're going to be presented this time around so they can also, you know, check out what's going on out there in L.A.
Yeah, you can go on my Facebook page. We have pictures there. Linnell has some. Yeah, you can go and look at the event. We post pictures, you know, within 48 hours after the event.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can definitely.
We'll have three to our away website coming soon, probably in a few weeks. And then we'll post everything on there as well.
That's what's up. Okay. L.A. Nights in Beverly Hills, Friday, December 18th, 2009, 7:30 to 1:30 a.m. Come out for Fresh Entertainment. Going to have Smooth Flavor. We're going to have Nicole Williams, AJ Jamal, $15 cover charge, $3 parking. I got to keep saying, you're not going to find this anywhere else in L.A.
Nah.
Hosted by Linnell Jones, Kevin Ross, and Pernell Clark. So appreciate what they're doing for you because the price could be a lot higher. All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Let me talk to Smooth.
What's up? What's up?
You know, with the extensive background that you've had as well and all the people that you have worked with, what made you and inspired you want to go ahead and step out on your own and do your thing? And then when is your album? Are you working on a new project? And when is that going to be coming out?
Okay. Well, you know, from working with so many people in the game, you know, everybody always used to tell me, man, when are you going to come up with your own style, man? You write for everybody, you produce, you know, play on people's stuff, but when are you going to come, you know, out with your own project? You got the talent, you got all that. And so here at 31, I'm like, you know what, it's better time than now to give that GS movement a push right now, that growing and sexy movement a push. And so most definitely, I think it's the right time. You know, I got a lot of star power support backing me up. I'm in the studio actually as we speak, Elijah Young on the guitar, and so we're creating some hotness and just so bringing back that real good flavor. You know, I think a lot of times we like just lost track of really expressing ourselves and saying we love somebody, our woman, and things like that. And so I just want to bring that GS movement back. You guys get used to that name, GS movement, because that's going to be the name of the CD, Grown and Sexy. And I'm going to bring that back, you know, where it needs to be, and hopefully it can stay with that real good, positive R&B, sweet loving GS music.
That's what we're missing. That's what we used to get in the 90s. That's what you had in the 90s era, and we don't have it no more. I miss it.
It's coming back, and in the lineup that I just have, you know, like I said, John B's helping me out on the project. I went back instead of going forward. I went back and got pioneers in the game. I got Money B from Digital Underground on the track coming back, you know, I mean, I got some hitters from that some veterans that really rocked it in the past, and they have so much knowledge and wisdom, and so hopefully I can really spread that off and bring that new age of growing the sexy back to the world.
Well, I just want to let you know, brother, right now that I've already received text messages of women who love that song right now after I played it, so you got something going, and on top of that, I'm letting you know that the song is hot. I'm waiting to hear about it. I'm waiting to hear it on the airwaves and waiting for the album to come out, so definitely I can keep pushing and plugging it on the show.
Oh, definitely. Look forward to 2010. Smooth, most definitely have that record, okay? But thank you so much.
Not a problem. Now, are you doing any upcoming shows, tours for the single, or are you just holding off until the actual record is going to come out?
Well, right now, like I said, I, you know, got the date on the 18th. My PR, Lee Marie, is really working some things out, and so she's looking at some, you know, opening up for some big concerts, big little tour series at the same time, making sure I take the time and make a good quality record. And so I don't really want to rush it, you know, but most definitely monthly you guys can expect a snippet or a new single of something that's hot. But I want to take my time on this project, make sure it's right, and really give you guys what you guys need. And so most definitely look for it in 2010.
Well, you know, for our listeners who are just coming in, I want to play it again for everybody. So here's Smooth for Flavor. We're So Good on Talk With Taj. And when we come back, we're going to talk more. We're going to talk to you a little more. And we're definitely going to get back to L.A. Nights and Beverly Hills with Pernell Clark, Kevin Ross, and Linnell Jones, and Nicole Williams. Y'all stay right there. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Talk With Taj.
So good to be in love with you. Yeah.
Inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk with Ty show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. All right? Serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction to get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd Blodgett. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner, Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim. Bitch raking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listen to Talk with Ty show. If you're not talking with Ty, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Yo, what's big? You are officially rocking with the blast. It's your man, the world famous NIC, and you 100% live on the Talk with Ty show.
Welcome back to Talk with Ty, and that was Smooth Flavor with So Good. You know, Flavor, still getting some text messages, man, and I just got a text message saying this is baby making music.
That's right. That's Ooh. Right. Hey, that's most definitely a compliment. That's most definitely a compliment.
Hey.
So definitely, you got something here. And, you know, like I told you earlier, that song is one of them. See, me personally, I would take that song, put it in the car on the late night where I'm out strolling and just ride. You know, you can just sit back and just ride to one of them records like this. That's what I
Most
like.
Most definitely. And, you know, I recorded a couple different joints, and, you know, that's the one that kind of just made me feel like, okay, you know what, I can put this on maybe a year from now or maybe 3 years from now and still just have a relaxed mind frame about it and still enjoy the record. And so I think that's more important than just like a hot platinum hit single that, you know, they're going to just wear out and you're not going to enjoy after a period of time. I think if you just have some really, really good quality music, that's going to be more long-lasting. So out of some of the records that I did record, I feel like that one most definitely set the tone.
What kind of features do you have on this new album? Who can we expect to hear? Or is it just going to be yourself on the new project?
No, most definitely. Like I said, you know, I reached out to some of the hands that helped me, or that I helped them in the past from doing their projects, and I just reached out to that old roots. And so you can expect to have John B. blessing me on some stuff. A good buddy of mine, very talented writer and arranger, Sean Revere from the group As Yet. You can expect him on the track. Like I said, as far as my hip hop ends, I did reach out to my boy Money Bean, so he blessed me really, really good on a couple of tracks. And, you know, most definitely, as I'm continue to write, continue to be in the lab creating, who knows? Chucky Booker reached out to me not too long ago, and so I would love to do a collaboration with him. And so the answer is who knows? It might be anybody, but regardless of that, you're going to always know it's going to be hot because it's coming from the heart.
What's up now?
Look,
I just got another text message. I'm looking at my cell phone. for you and Nicole, can we get a small freestyle of some comedy and smooth? Can you get a lady just a little bit?
yeah, I could dig up something. Who going first?
Go ahead, smooth. I'm coming.
Okay.
Don't trip.
Let's see. What can I give you guys?
Let me stop my instrumental real quick so we just be silent. There we go.
Well, I just sing a little bit of the hook then, and I just slow it down real mellow like. Okay. It's so good to be loved with you. It feels so good. Baby, it's so good to be in love with you. It feels so good. Now, ooh, baby. It's a little something off the dome.
Right. And you know what's the crazy part? A lot of people who sing these days, they can't do that. You know, they got things helping them in the studio. And that's, you know.
I know from growing up with John B. and, you know, working for Babyface, those are real musicians. And, you know, I remember, you know, times on tour when we had to be at the radio station for an interview at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we just got through partying at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so you just always got to be ready. And that was, you know, separates you from an amateur to a professional anyway, you know. So I'm always ready.
That's what's up, Nicole.
Yes. Sounds good. Todd, how old are you? Can I ask?
Oh, you gonna put me out there like that?
I seen your little picture. I'm just wondering, how old are you?
I turned 30 this year in June. June 20th is my birthday.
Okay. That's all right. Cause I don't date young men anyway. I was just wondering.
Well, how old are you?
I'm old enough, but I'm old enough. Where your daddy at?
My daddy has been married for over 30 years, so I think he's going to be out of the picture.
You got an Uncle Charlie or anything?
Well, I got an uncle. He's just like me. You know, he might be available.
Okay, yeah, I like him. You know, he need to be on up there because I don't date young men. Mm-mm. Nope, because all they want to do is stay on top. But I'm for real, though, because old men, I stay on top. That's right, I stay on top of the insurance policy, bank account, and the house fees. That's it.
I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
yep.
cold, ain't it?
Yeah, that's, hey, yeah, I need your, yeah, Uncle Charlie, go on, bring him to the thing on the 18th.
young guys,
we're going to
be around a lot longer.
Well, young guys, exactly, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't got, No, I like me an old man, he ain't got too much longer. and we'll get along just great for two good years. We'll get along just fine.
You like him 60 and over.
Well, preferably about 65. Yes, about 65. With a good insurance policy, though. That's right. It don't matter where AAA, State Farm, Allstate, they all know me, so.
So, in order to get that money, you would have to be married.
I would have. No, not necessarily. You can get an insurance policy on anybody, and they just okay it. We don't have to be married.
You're right.
Hello? Exactly. He can be on his deathbed and blink a couple of times and say, I want you to have everything. That's good enough.
Out here in California, they got common law.
Hello? And I commonly use it.
You can hear more of this at LA Nights in Beverly Hills, December 18th. All right, that was Nicole Williams.
Hello. Yep. Ladies, come on out.
Yeah, 7:30 to 1:30 in the morning. Definitely going to have a smooth flavor there, hosted by Linnell Jones, Kevin Rouse, and Linnell Clark. You know what? I had a blast with you guys, man. All the time. And
thank you.
I will be there because I can't wait to hear Nicole live, man. I can't wait to hear
you. Me too. I can't wait, Nicole.
And bring your granddaddy.
It's going down.
That's about all I can bring because everybody else is married.
That's it. Yeah, because I don't do married men. It's all right.
Yeah, me and my uncle are always single in the family. So.
Yeah, because I can't be sharing half the policy and all that. Need to be.
What's your dollar amount you looking for? You got a dollar amount, a figure that you aiming for?
No, we can. If it ain't enough, we can go back in and get a higher policy. It's all right.
Wow.
With the age, it don't matter. And hopefully he have no health benefits, preferably. Because I don't want him to be getting. Yeah, I don't want him to be getting regular checkups, preventive health care.
You know, it seems like you got all this figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Highly educated.
Old man, get out the rocking chairs. Let me see you December 18th.
That's right.
Kevin, Linnell, Smooth, Nicole. Yeah. It's been a blast. And, after the event, you got to come back and tell me all about. Well, actually, you want to tell me and tell the listeners. I will be there. Okay.
All right.
We want you there this time, man. So you can go back and tell people. Huh?
Definitely. Because we need something. We honestly need something like that out here. Not that I would be here too much longer in this city. But we honestly need something like that here because, people don't have what you guys have out in L.A. We don't have that here at all.
Look, let's do this, Ty. Let's get a Greyhound bus and put all them people on there and tell them to come out here on December the 18th.
Hey.
Now let's work that out.
Put them on the Greyhound.
That's a long drive. How long does that drive from Indianapolis to L.A.?
I don't know, but from Detroit it was about 3 or 4 days. I got a little experience with that.
Well, you know what? I had a blast with you guys. L.A. Nights in Beverly Hills, 18th,
so
Friday night. $15 cover, all right, $3 parking. That's $18. You spend that on a good night, just going out and grabbing something to eat at a restaurant. So you definitely can come up with that money to go out and have a good time in L.A. And I'm going because I've never been. Can't wait for my first experience in L.A. because I might not come back home. That's the point.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
What's the Kevin?
And we will have celebrities in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll definitely be there because I need to meet and greet.
Okay. And what? I want to send a shout-out to my girl Makita Smith, my PR person Makita, and also peace out to everyone.
Yes, and I want to meet you.
Oh, go ahead, Nicole.
I just want to give a shout out to all the hospitals and convalescent homes, and to all the men, keep your head up, because I'll be coming visiting you for Christmas.
I better give a shout out to my girl Kalita Smith from the Bernie Mac Show. She came through popping bottles the last time. Had a really good time.
Yeah.
She said she will definitely be back. And some other celebrity friends that came through. And, you know, especially to our staff, you know, our girls at the door, our security, and my partners, you know, Pernell and Kevin.
Hey.
So, well, I want to tell Smooth, I'm going to do the same for you as I did for Billy John. Your song will be up on Go Get a TV probably tomorrow. Maybe till tomorrow, and I'll have it.
YouTube.com/GoGetATV.
You can also visit the Facebook.com/TalkWithTaj. I will have it posted on there as well. I'll put it all on all my sites. Twitter.com/TalkWithTaj. So anytime I have a hot record, I will wear it out. Trust me.
Appreciate it. Well, you know, just wanted to give shouts out too real quick to all the people that supported me, all our fans, and then all of my previous people that I worked with. Thank you guys for the wisdom and the gifts. And please come and support out on December the 18th, guys.
Yeah, Friday night, December 18th, 2009, LA Knights in Beverly Hills. The old school phrase goes, be there, be square.
Hey.
And everybody else, I want to thank everybody for listening to Talk with Taj. After this show, you can download it to your iPod, your MP3 player, and the CD, okay? You can go back and listen to this at www.blogtalkradio.com/talkwithtides, okay? Definitely LA Knights and Beverly Hills. You don't want to miss a beat there. You can find Kevin Rouse, Pernell Clark, Linnell Jones, Smooth Flavor, Nicole Williams, Facebook, Twitter. Go ahead and go on there, RSVP, so you don't miss out, because I'm going to be there this time. So thank you, everybody.
Woo!
I appreciate it, man. I'll be home with y'all. Until next time on Talk with Taj, man. Y'all have a good night. You know what I always say, stay safe, God bless, and treat each other and love each other as you expect to be loved. Until next time.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Peace, man.
Thank you. I have one more thing that I want to say that I didn't get a chance to say to Linnell Jones. I really appreciate the compliments, brother, for the show. I really take this show seriously. I love what I do, and I always look to get better, so I definitely appreciate the compliments. Kevin, thank you very much for coming back on the show. Smooth, you got a banger, a hit record. Much love to you, brother, and blessings to your career, and hopefully everything will go well with this new record. And Nicole Williams, she's funny as hell. Can't wait to hear her live when I get out to L.A. and Beverly Hills. December 18th, do not miss out. You definitely want to be there. But once again, thanks to everybody for the support of the Talk with Taj show. Love it. Appreciate it. Until next time, y'all take care out there, and God bless all of you. Good night.
The Talk with Taj show.